Arkansas State Police called me about 3 a.m., and we have a substation on fire that's on the 62-412 bypass, our Southland station, about the Rossi Road area. So I've actually, we've got men on the scene. Arkansas State Police has shut down the bypass due to concerns that the transmission lines coming from the substation that actually go over the bypass could burn through and fall to the ground. So the bypass is shut down. From what I can tell, and I'm currently in Salem, but we've got men on the ground over there. We've got others that are headed over there as well. But from what I can tell, the entire substation was on fire. Now, that was, you know, obviously the first reports were from a distance, but from what I can tell, the entire station was on fire. No idea how it started. I know there was, I think the whole town of Mountain Home was out of power at one point, which a lot of that is Entergy. Some of that is us. I don't know whether it started with a transmission line, whether it started with our substation that took the entire town out. I just don't know. I do know, looking at radar, that there was lightning in the area. We don't know if lightning may have hit the substation or not. The only thing at this point I can tell you is that we have somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 members that are out of power. My guess is that this is going to be an extended outage. It's going to be pretty severe, and I'm talking about possibility of at least a day if the entire substation did burn down, because after we inspect the damage, it could take an entire mobile substation to be have to be brought in here. That would take 10 to 15 hours to get one in here, if in fact that would solve the problem. So what we're looking at is a lot of damage, an extended period of time for the members that are affected.
Any dangers in that area, Mel?
Well, yes, there are dangers, and I think the state police is staying on top of that. You know, I think, I mean, we're in the process of making the scene as safe as possible. We want to make sure everything is de-energized. The transmission lines that are across Highway 62-412 bypass are de-energized as well. But people need to stay away from the area. I mean, first of all, ASP is not going to let anybody drive on the bypass until we make sure that everything's good and we give them the green light. But, you know, you've got the dangers. I don't think there's any kind of an explosive danger or anything like that. You've just got the normal dangers right in the immediate area of the substation, and that's where we'll keep people away from. As a matter of fact, I will keep our crews back until it's safe for them to go in and inspect the damage. The first thing is the fire's going to have to be out, and the second thing is we will have to be 100% sure that everything is de-energized.